Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's not just big cities where young people are demanding police reform. They're also taking to the streets in small towns and suburbs throughout the country. People outraged by police brutality have gathered in places like Laramie, Wyoming, Waco, Texas, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Bar Harbor, Maine. One of those protesters is 18-year-old Marcus Pruitt, who lives in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's with the group Chicago Burbs for Justice. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Well, thank you for being here. So Buffalo Grove, where these protests have been happening, is about 33 miles north of Chicago. And it's so small, it's actually considered a village. We've been talking a lot about big city protests, but what have the protests there been like?
Honestly, they've been really good. The protests that we had yesterday, we did not expect as big of a turnout as we got at all. We were able to get a lot of voices of the community to speak. We spoke to a lot of the voices of the community, and we were really able to make the message known that this stuff is real. It really happened in everyone's community, and it was really nice to just see people come together and fight for real change, because in times like now, it's just so hard to stay hopeful, and seeing people really fighting for what they believe in, and it brings joy to my heart.
Yeah. And what are some of the problems that are important to you in the suburbs as you all protest?
We really believe that systematic racism is real, whether it be through the ways that the system is set up to keep people of color down, the ways certain communities are over-policed and others aren't. The police shouldn't be militarized in these small neighborhoods.
And what's your experience been like in the town where you live in Glen Ellyn?
I was out driving the other day past my police department. We were having a peaceful protest, and I passed the police department, and they were all lined up in the parking lot, full riot gear, shields, tons of cars, like all of it. And I saw that, and I'm honestly, the first thought that came to my head was, wow, I don't know why they have all of this gear. If we made it known that this protest is going to be peaceful and we're really just there for change, they shouldn't have all of these shields and all this weaponry and be lined up like an army just for a peaceful protest. Like, and if that's how it is in my small suburb, then imagine how it is in inner cities and more urban areas and cities like Chicago even. I was working in Chicago on Saturday and I drove through the protests, and like 10, 15 police cars were flying past me. I wholeheartedly believe that public service is important, but it's really crazy to me, to be honest. Mm.
You just finished your freshman year at Illinois State University. How are you feeling about this moment in history and how it could impact your future?
I feel like this moment in history is really just going to help define me and what I really stand for, and it's going to show in every aspect of life for me, even in my work. I'm a journalist, I'm a writer, I've been doing it for a little over a year now, and as soon as this happened, I completely shifted my writing. I usually focus on music, fashion, and things like that, and Black culture is definitely in those industries, and so I figured, hey, I have to focus on my fellow people. We are going through a hard time right now. I have to highlight the good that we do, the struggles that we go through with my writing. So I feel like this moment in history is just going to further influence everything that I do when it comes to my job, my career, and how I carry myself. It's really just going to affect all aspects of life for me.
Yeah. Are you protesting again today? What's next?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it out to protest today just because I do have to work. I make my own schedule when it comes to work. Instead of working, I've been putting more time towards these protests, and that's not a bad thing at all, but I do have to focus on my my financial stability as well. But I'm definitely going to be back out there tomorrow, Sunday. I'm going to try to make it to as many protests as I can. I've got a lot of people who want me to speak at their protests too. So I'm going to try to do that. I really just want to do everything in my power to help fight for what's right, honestly.
That's Marcus Pruitt. He is one of many young activists in the suburbs of Chicago with the group Chicago Burbs for Justice. Thank you so much, Marcus, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.